Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for something that absolutely fascinates me. Who's not fascinated by the moon, right? NASA has been assigned a really difficult task, setting up lunar coordinated time, which means that the moon will have its own time zone. So we have Greenwich Mean Time. The moon will have lunar coordinated time. How is that going to work? David Moore is the chairman of the Astronomy Ireland, and editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. And he joins me on the line. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Why do we need time on the moon?
Well, we have very accurate times on the Earth, or really in space, because the GPS system, a lot of phones and gadgets, is keeping time to ridiculous accuracy. We're down to billionths of a second. And that's how it manages to figure out exactly where you are. And now we're going back to the moon. NASA's already launched its first of three rockets, the Artemis series. These are taking over from Apollo in the 60s and 70s. And it worked. So they're going to put a crew on the next one, probably next year, and then land people on the moon in September 2026. And then they're going to set up a base, which will be a staging post to Mars. And other countries are doing the same thing as well, including the European Space Agency that Ireland's a part. So we're going to need to have a similar type of system so we don't all bump into each other and we can navigate around on the moon for the highly technical stuff that's going to go on the moon. So it's time to set up a time zone, if you like, for the moon itself.
And why could we not just say, OK, the moon is the same as Greenwich Mean Time?
Yeah, well, in fact, one of these politically correct things, we discontinued the word Greenwich Mean Time and went with Universal Coordinated Time.
Okay.
And there are atomic clocks all over the Earth that can now keep time to about 1 second since the Big Bang. That's how accurate they are.
Wow.
50 billion years ago. Yeah, they're extremely accurate. In fact, the Earth's rotation is not that accurate. Earthquakes and things can actually change it a bit. So these atomic clocks are how we keep time on the Earth, and they'll control the GPS satellites going around the Earth. Europe also has the Galileo system. Russia and China have systems as well. And the whole idea is to move things around the Earth very, very accurately. But on the moon itself, our system wouldn't work up there for two reasons. One is, well, 1.5 seconds by radio, the fastest thing in the universe, to the moon. So there'd always be a time delay. And you know, the Earth's time system is based on the fact that we rotate roughly once every 24 hours, and the moon does it every 30 days. In fact, the word month, moon, is where the word month came from. It's the time between full moon and full moon. So you're going to need a totally different clock on the moon and a very accurate time system as well, especially since I suppose most of the early missions will be scientific.
But isn't time, you know, like, I know that at the moment we have the Gregorian calendar, right? But before that, we had the Julian calendar. And before that, we had the Roman calendar. And all of them had basically like different amount of days in a month. They had leap, like we have a leap year, but people had leap months. The Jewish calendar is a lunar solar calendar, and they have, you know, entire leap months where things happen on different days. Time is such a human construct that is not really kind of based on anything except that we all have decided that it is what it is. Would it not be more useful to sort of invent a time zone for the moon that fits in more with our time zone that is divisible by the months that we have, rather than this whole new thing that we'll have to get to know?
Well, there will be conversions between the two. And with modern computers, it's all going to be done accurately. Most people wouldn't have noticed the clocks going forwards on their phones and computers. It all happens automatically these days. So there will be a link between the time zone on the Earth and the time zone on the moon. But if your clock says it's 12 noon in Dublin and you expect the sun to be high in the sky at that time, on the moon, whatever they're going to call 12 noon, I don't think they're going to use the 24-hour clock. I think they'll go decimal. If anything, then you want it to be roughly the time zone you're on when the sun is at your highest in the sky, because people like to work in daylight and not in the middle of the night. So there'll be conversions. The two will be very accurately kept relative to one another. But for a local time on the moon with people working there, you're going to want your own time zone. That's the reasoning behind it.
And does the moon have night and day? I know there's a dark side of the moon, but it doesn't.
So when you look, when you look at the moon, say it's a first quarter, so semicircle in shape, because we're only seeing one quarter of the moon's surface. The dark side is where the sun isn't shining, and the bright side is where it is shining. And the border between the two, we call the terminator. That's where all the interesting stuff is to see when you've got a telescope. You're on a moon watch every spring. You just missed it a few weeks ago, unfortunately. That's the best time to look at the moon, not when it's full, certainly not when it's a thin crescent. You're almost looking at the dark side, the back side of the moon then, just the dark side. The far side of the moon is tricky to see because the moon keeps the same face turned toward the Earth all the time. So there are all kinds of problems we're going to have with the moon bases on the moon. Even when you're just standing in the sunlight, the side facing the sun will be at over 100 degrees Celsius, and your back that's facing away from the sun will be at below minus 100 degrees Celsius. So spacesuits have to circulate the heat around, or you burn one side, freeze the other. It's a crazy place, nothing like the Earth.
And you know the way NASA, there's an awful lot of, I guess, competition between China, Russia, India, the US. A kind of another space race is happening, or maybe not a race, but more of a one-upmanship. Are NASA sure that everyone is going to agree that if their scientists make this time zone and do all the maths around it, that everyone will agree, okay, fine, we agree on this time zone? Or might another country say, actually, we disagree and we want it to be a different thing?
That could happen. It might be a bit presumptuous of the White House, who instructed NASA to do this, to do it on a national basis rather than perhaps, say, go through the UN. But I think the other countries will allow the US to do the hard work and then just adopt whatever they come up with. I mean, there is this universal coordinated time, which I think is administered by the UN. And that agrees that clocks kept all over the world, they take the average time, even though they're all super accurate. And that's the time that the world agrees on is the exact time. And for certain critical applications, even to do with the internet, the exact time is very important. And for GPS navigation systems, extremely important. So I think most people would say that NASA is probably one of the best bodies to do the work. And secondly, they will probably liaise with international contacts. They have a lot of them. The International Space Station, which is already our manned outpost in space. There's 10 people, 7 people on that, 3 on the Chinese space station. So we have a population of 10 in space at the moment. That'll increase. So will the population on the moon. By the end of this decade, almost certainly the bases will be well on the way to being set up. And then people will be competing. You know, the Chinese have their own program. The Americans have technology agreements, or you could say disagreements with the Chinese, that they don't particularly want to give them their own technology, which can be tricky. So the Chinese have gone on their own with their own space station. Russia, not getting on well with the Americans at the moment. They're talking about going in with the Chinese and pulling out of the International Space Station. So there is, unfortunately, some politics coming even into the space arena. India is looking at it as well. Russia wants to go to the moon and Mars. So most people think, you know, the big nations are going to go to the moon first and the Mars eventually. We call Mars the red planet. That could be very appropriate if the Chinese are first there. They tend to play their cards close to their chest, whereas NASA's public money, and they always tell the public what they're doing and what they're planning. The Chinese tend to announce things after they've launched them.
They'll probably just arrive on Mars and tell us that they got there.
It's a fascinating area to watch, And this is the growth, the powers that be, not the astronomers or scientists, but financial people say the world's first trillionaire is expected to be a space entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, I can well believe it. David Moore, thank you so much for joining us. That all really fascinates me. And I'm wondering, like, are they going to make a time? Like, I know they're making a system for time, but will there be like a lunar clock, one clock in the world that tells the time there? Loads to follow up on there. That was David Moore, Chairman of Astronomy Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.